Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Heft. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pete Burnside. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Burnside. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cotter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Burnside. Heft moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heft moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Heft scores. Temple moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Senators, 2. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Adair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Long reaches second base with a double. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Long scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cottier moves to second. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnside bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Burnside covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Cottier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Williams pinch hits for Billy Heft. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burnside. Robinson scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 3, Senators, 3. Chuck Estrada pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Marty Cutina now pitching. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Dick Hall now pitching. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cutina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutina hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into right field. Hinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hinton. Powell moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Jim Hannon now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. Gentile tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to third. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Osteen pinch runs for Dale Long. Jim King pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Osteen moves to second. Ken Hamlin pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Ken Retzer pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer takes first base on ball 4. Osteen moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm throws to home for 1, and Triandos throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hamlin scores. Retzer moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.